From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council is to hold an emergency meeting Monday in North Korea, a day after Pyongyang announced it conducted its sixth and most powerful nuclear device. It claimed the device was an advanced hydrogen bomb. President Donald Trump and Japan's prime minister condemned the latest test in a phone call, Mr. Trump reaffirming the U.S. commitment to defend itself and its allies. Earlier, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis spoke to reporters after meeting with the president and his national security team.
We have many military options, and the president wanted to be briefed on each one of them. We made clear that we have the ability to defend ourselves and our allies, South Korea and Japan, from any attack, and our commitments among the allies are ironclad.
On the Fox News Sunday broadcast, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spoke of yet another set of sanctions targeting Pyongyang.
We've already started with sanctions against North Korea, but I am going to draft a sanctions package to send to the president for his strong consideration that anybody that wants to do trade or business with them would be prevented from doing trade or business with us. We are going to work with our allies. We'll work with China, but people need to cut off North Korea economically.
Earlier Monday, South Korea carried out missile drills in response. Both incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga Sunday ruled out a power-sharing agreement following Friday's stunning Supreme Court ruling that annulled the August 8th presidential vote won by Mr. Kenyatta. Odinga, a former prime minister, also called for the ouster of members of the country's Electoral Commission, calling them thieves. Friday, the High Court ruled the election invalid, null, and void because of widespread irregularities. A new election must be held within 60 days. This is VOA News.